hour of Spingola Speaks. This is Deanna Spingola. Our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Please go there, look at her truth files, look at all of the radio programs that she has done. She does have her own program on the Blake Radio Network, and that is on Tuesday at, what time did you say, 7?
6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Okay. All righty. And
I want to tell your audience I have a special guest, a special gift for them when they go to the site.
Okay. Super.
A special gift, free. So sign up for my list, and I'm going to give you a report that has remedies so powerful they can make antibiotics obsolete. And these are the herbs I use, and spices that may actually be in your kitchen right now, that I used instead of antibiotics. So by the time the government caught up with me, I actually was not using antibiotics because I'd found spices that were more powerful.
Oh.
And so you get that report.
Okay.
You get that report when you sign up.
Okay. And all we have to do is sign up for your
my newsletter. You get my newsletter, yep. You get my comic strips that I write, you know.
Okay.
Yeah.
Very good. And so you were kind of kicked out, and this was a lesson to other physicians that they just better not mess around with going an alternative direction. Like actually,
well, you're calling it alternative,
patient.
But they cannot even deviate from the standard of care. They cannot even say to a woman, look, I fondled your breast and I really enjoyed it, and I really don't see any reason for you to get a mammogram. It's not going to add anything to this very pleasant encounter we've just had. They cannot even say that. They cannot even go so far as to say to a woman, I really don't think a mammogram would be in your best interest. You've got the most beautiful breasts I've ever seen. I'd hate to see them mutilated. He can't say that.
Wow.
I mean, you're talking about alternative, but I'm talking about he can't even do a little bit of harm reduction in the context of regular medicine.
Right. Now, I know someone whose oncologist told her that she got all of her vitamins in her food and to not take any supplements at all.
Absolutely. And that is exactly what we're taught in medical school, number one. Number two, especially in cancer, and if you look at the literature, what they're teaching doctors in cancer therapy, is that you have to tell those cancer patients not to take any vitamins because it might interfere with their chemotherapy.
Right. And I know that I went to the oncologist with someone, and there were plates of donuts and cookies sitting around, and
absolutely,
cancer and sugar does not mix. So why would an oncologist have sugar-filled treats for their patients to eat while they're getting their chemo?
Cancer and sugar absolutely do mix. It's an incendiary mix. And the more sugar you give to a cancer patient, the more cancer they have, the more there is for you to treat, the more chances there'll be for a second round of therapy. That's number one. Number two, those treats, I'll bet you dollars to donuts, were provided by the same drug reps who are pushing the chemotherapy he uses. So, and when I was in practice, the drug reps would come and literally strew my office with, if I would let them, with treats, with donuts. I had to tell them, don't bring that stuff in here. And they finally had to say, oh, Dr. Daniels, what can we bring? I had to give them a list of which, you know, exotic store they could go to and which health this or that and which health food store to go to and what they could buy. I mean, I had them running all over town. And finally, I had to contract with an organic farmer to buy a bushel of carnival squash. And everyone who checked out of my office got a carnival squash or two if they wanted. And so my little gifty munchies treats to check out were different from the usual.
And no wonder you left the country. All righty. We are going to break. We will take calls at 800-313-9443 after the break. Be right back.
Right now, food is everywhere. If you want it, you can buy it. For now. When the coming crisis occurs, how will you feed your family? Will healthy nutrition be available? The answer is probably no. Jeff Lawton will show you how to survive the coming crisis in an abundant way with permaculture. Jeff Lawton is a permaculture designer, teacher, and consultant who has shown people like you, people in 35 countries around the world, people who want to know what they can do to survive the crisis that they see approaching. There is an absolutely free video online that will help you discover how to survive by giving you step-by-step instructions in establishing food forests that will help you become survival confident. Log on to jefflawton.org right now. This free video will only be available for a limited time. That's jefflawton.org. jefflawton.org. Survival is not optional. Visit jefflawton.org today.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. What I'm about to tell you in the next 60 seconds could get me in a lot of trouble. I just created a free video presentation at 123crooks.com that exposes the electricity monopolies and government agencies for what they really are: incompetent, lying crooks that are counting on your ignorance and fear to keep your power bills criminally high. Some have called this a conspiracy. Others have called it a cover-up. And you'll be shocked to find out how deep the conspiracy goes. My video at 123crooks.com exposes the truth and shows you the secret of how I beat them and how you can beat them too. Watch the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go to 123crooks.com and discover one weird trick to slash your power bill and protect your home. Go watch my video now at 123crooks.com before they force me to shut it down. 123crooks.com.
Warning for all Gulf Coast disaster survivors. Be aware that dangerous gases are in the air you breathe. Benzene, hydrogen sulfide, methylene chloride, and Corexit 9500. Keep your body clean with micro plant powder. For all Gulf Coast residents and all who want to be healthy, hempusa.org brings you a new formulation of micro plant powder with lactobacillus acidophilus, rebuilding your immune system while detoxing the rest of your body, pulling out positive toxins, heavy metals, viruses, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Microplant powder will help eliminate these dangerous chemicals from the body used in the Gulf cleanup. At hempusa.org, we want you to try our number one selling detox product, Microplant powder. Call and order at 1-908-691-2608. 1-908-691-2608. Or visit us at hempusa.org today.
And our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Go there, sign up for her newsletter. And somebody in the chat room said, if you refuse treatments for your children, then the police or some authority can come and take them away. And I know people who have actually had that happen.
Absolutely, that's true. So this is what you do. You don't take a kid in the first place. You just don't take them in the first place. And there are a lot of things you can do to take care of issues that children have without taking them in. The other thing is, this whole life-saving therapy thing is way overrated. Very few therapies that doctors engage in are life-saving, and most are life-threatening. I'll just give you an example. Someone called me the other day on the phone. A client of mine, he says, oh, my God, Dr. Dance, I'm beside myself. I don't know what to do. My baby's having difficulty breathing. He's all congested, and this awful cough, and I know he's not doing well, and he's not breastfeeding well. I took him into the doctor, and they prescribed Tamiflu.
Oh, gosh.
For a four-month-old baby, right? And they told me that he could have seizures, but don't worry about it. And so I called him back. I said, oh, my God. And so I asked her, you know, to look at the baby's ribs and how it was sucking in between the ribs, and she said yes. And so it was clear from that he had a mild pneumonia. And so this is over the phone, by the way, over the phone. And so I said, this is what you do. Go to the drugstore, it costs you $3.50. You take this, slather it on every place he's got ribs, do this three times a day, and this is what you have to eat because she's breastfeeding. This is what you take. And so literally he got his antibiotics through her milk. I put her on garlic capsules, so he sucked that garlic in through the milk, and she slapped the stuff on his chest, and he cleared up very nicely. But this is what happens when you go to the doctor. And so just to make the trip to the doctor in the first place is folly.
Right. Okay. And of course, you don't believe in vaccinations.
Well, I believe that vaccines are very important to creating a weakened and compliant and submissive population. So vaccines are critical for that purpose. But as far as the health or benefit to the individual receiving the vaccine, there's none.
Right. And they're dangerous to boot.
Right. Well, they're beneficial for the police state. They're essential for the police state. But
right.
They're hazardous to the health of the individual receiving them.
Right. All righty. Let's take a couple of calls here. Let's take Michelle from Blaine. Michelle, welcome to the program.
Hello. Thank you so much for your show. I'm really interested in Dr. Daniels, and it's vitalitycapsules.com.
Yes.
Yep.
Okay. I want to ask Dr. Daniels, and maybe you, Diana, what is this? Could you explain the apparent war on women and the product of conception, breastfeeding, mothering, alternative education? What is this misogynist hatred for women and children? What is this psychopathy? Can you explain that to me? And I'll just hang up and listen to your answer. This is very interesting.
Yeah.
All right?
Thank you.
Okay,
thank
you so much for the show. It's just enlightening. Everybody needs to listen to this. I'm going to recommend it. And you just go to the archives, right?
Right.
On RBN?
Right.
Okay. And do you still give up out cards and things for RBN?
Yeah. You can just order them from the board or call the regular number and order them.
The regular number, and then they'll send them out?
Yep.
Okay, fantastic. Thank you so much, ladies, and you have a great show and a great day.
Thank you, Michelle.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Okay, so what are your comments about Michelle's question?
Yeah, the woman, if she's going to function in the role of mother and a partner for a spouse, is the biggest threat to the police state. You have to destroy that position. And you need to begin drugging that baby from conception, and that's why the big push for prenatal care. Prenatal care is proven to not have any benefit at all, none whatever, to the baby. And it has increased maternal death rate fivefold in the past 20 years. So prenatal care, you can't make a case for it. In fact, if you search online, you'll see doctors writing articles defending prenatal care. There's one nice article says, in defense of prenatal care, which is, even though prenatal care is useless, we should still do it. So that's the prenatal care thing. But what happens is if you can get this woman to submit to, say, 10 ultrasounds, which vibrate the heck out of her baby and help give her a baby that's less than what it could have been, and if you can get her to submit to drugging during her pregnancy, to not breastfeed, to agree to vaccinate, to give up custody of her child at 6 weeks or less of age to a daycare center regulated by the state, then as a police state, you have nothing to fear. Everything's under control. And then if you send this kid to regular school, and better yet, have him go to college as well, all with the curriculum written by the state, then you have got some incredibly good automatons and slaves. And you cannot have a good slave without starting early. And that's why the important focus on the woman and her role in terms of mothering and conception and conceiving, she has got to be displaced.
Wow. Thank you, Michelle, for asking that question. Oh, my goodness. Wonderful. All right, let's take Dr. Dean in Montana. Dr. Dean, welcome to the program.
Hello. It's Dr. Donald Bodine, and I'd like to take the opportunity to say hello to Dr. Daniels. I haven't seen her in quite a while since the Common Cause days, and I am so enjoying your program, Dr. Daniels, and it's so good to just be in touch with you again.
Thank you.
Well, you have a wonderful day, and I hope you can be on RBM. And again, I'm a regular listener. And Deanna, thank you for letting me say hello to her.
Oh, well, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it. All righty. Anybody, excuse me, who would like to ask a question or make a comment, the telephone number is 800-313-9443. Okay, so now we have the HIPAA laws. We have the centralization of records. What is that, and of course that contribute, or that is part of the Obamacare package, I would assume. But how do you see that making it easier for the police state to take over?
I hope you'll forgive me for sharing my comic strips, but I wrote a comic strip about that one too. So this man says to this lady, I think my doctor's working for the CIA. And this lady says, oh, come on, you're just being silly. What makes you think that? He says, well, my doctor asked me if I owned a gun, where I kept it, and if I believe in the Constitution. And so the lady says, well, maybe there's a disease going around.
Yes.
But we doctors are now being asked to ask patients if they have guns, where they keep them, what religion they are, and a lot of other questions that have nothing to do with your sore throat. And we put these in the chart, and our charts are audited to be sure that we're getting all this psychometric, psychosocial information that can help us be better holistic healers. That's what we're being told. But obviously, whether a person has guns, how many, and what part of the home they're kept in, and you put that into an electronic database that the government has access to, all I could do is scan it for the word guns, boom, and all the patients' names come up. I mean, when I was in practice back in 1990-something, that's what they were asking us to do. And I said to myself, wait a minute. Why are you asking us to ask patients if they have guns? And so they said, well, because kids can be the victim of gun violence and accidental gunshots. And my practice was in the ghetto, and people got blown away every day. No one got killed by accident, though. There were no accidental murders. And so I'm like, well, no, I'm not going to prevent any accidental anything because there aren't any accidental deaths around here. And then I found out that more kids drown every year in backyard swimming pools than are killed by a household gun. So I'm like, well, how come I can't ask about the backyard swimming pool? Like, you know, sit down and shut up.
Right.
So this centralization of healthcare records and then deputizing the doctor to ask these invasive, outrageous questions that patients feel obligated to answer, it's very important. It's critical.
And they want to ask also, what are some of the other silly things that they ask? Well, they have you fill out all of these forms and with questions that have absolutely nothing whatsoever to do with your health at all.
And all that is being transmitted to the government.
Right. And that is through the HIPAA laws, which are basically supposed to keep our records secret.
Have you read the HIPAA law?
No. What does it say?
Have you read the HIPAA form that they're asking you to sign?
Sure, sure.
If you read it carefully, it says that anyone who says that they're going to pay for your bill has a total right to any and all of your records.
Right.
Now with Obamacare, the government is the payer.
Oh, yes.
The government has immediate access to all of your records.
Right. And since a lot of people are really indoctrinated to run to their doctor with every single little thing. I mean, people go to their doctor if they have a cold, for goodness sake. And a cold is just a process that when you have a runny nose and you're coughing, isn't that just your body trying to get rid of the toxins?
Possibly, but the way I look at it is this way. Toxins come out the top end or the bottom end. And if they come out the top end, the bottom end is plugged. So at no point is it desirable to have cleansing out the top end. Put it all out the bottom end. So get my free report at vitalitycapsules.com. It even covers that.
You are really funny. I really enjoy your sense of humor. All righty, we're going to a break. We will be right back.
If you're taking 1, 2, 5, or more nutritional supplements, please stop. Simplify your supplementation with Bio Superfood, the most advanced nutritional whole food supplement you can buy. Men, women, children, even Olympic athletes the world over have discovered Bio Superfood from BioAge.com. And now take just one nutritional supplement instead of many. The Bio Superfood formulas are whole food products composed with four of the most nutrient-dense algae found on Earth. Bio Superfood for the brain helps with focus, memory, clarity, and mood. If you can increase brain health, the rest of the body is a no-brainer. Bio Superfood has zero toxicity and is safe for you and your family. Learn more and order your Bio Superfood formulas at BioAge.com, spelled BioAge.com, BioAge.com, or call 877-288-9116. That's 877-288-9116. BioAge, the age of advanced organics.
Herbal Healer Academy's new summer specials. Our 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes on sale. Organic liquid iodine, liquid cal, Meg, vitamin D, CoQ10 with hawthorn, colon enhancer, Super 2, natural laxative, our exceptional product, Connexin, memory power, and Super Male and Femplex. All on sale for the summer at herbalhealer.com. Also, 10% off on the HHA Survival Course. This is an important time to have this information. Might save your life. Nation's leader in supplying quality natural medicine and education. herbalhealer.com. Free online newsletter. Quality natural medicine supplier since 1988. We ship the same day you place your order. Free 128-page catalog with your first order. Go to herbalhealer.com today. herbalhealer.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Extendovite is a 7-herb heart protection cocktail designed to support cardiovascular health, blood pressure, and cholesterol levels. February is Heart Month, and we at Heart Drop 2000 are having our Heart Month sale with prices from 6 years ago. Starting now until February 28th, you can purchase a 4-month supply of either capsules or liquid for only $125, including shipping and handling, to help you help yourself. So call now to take advantage of this one-time offer. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Please go to her website, sign up for her newsletter, and listen to some of her programs. Now, I notice that there are so very many people who have allergies and children mm-hmm. with autism and then mm-hmm. diabetes. I mean, children are getting diseases earlier and earlier. I mean, it used to be children had the measles and regular childhood diseases, which, you know, were probably caused by something that we're not aware of. Maybe, I don't know, hygiene or something.
Yeah, yeah. Well, so the question is, why are kids so sick?
Yeah.
It's designed that way. One reason why kids are so sick is because parents are feeding them processed foods. And this kiddie food is being advertised directly to the children, this deadly food, and to their parents. I got a call from another parent whose child had a white count down to 400, which is, like, outrageous. White count should be, like, 10,000. I mean, the kid basically had AIDS. That's the definition of AIDS. It's a very low white count. And so I said, oh, my God, that's just awful. What are you feeding him? And she listed all kinds of foods, tater tots, some box cereal, on and on and on. That kid did not have one single piece of food all day long that wasn't plastic. And I told her, you are absolutely starving your kid to death. Plus, of course, he just got his vaccines 3 weeks before. And so he'd broken out a total body rash. His white cell count went very low. And so basically it is, I would say, 100% due to what we're feeding the kids and the vaccinations. In my medical practice, I noticed that if a child was not vaccinated, They literally had no illness from birth till age 18. Not that they had an illness at 18, but that's when I did the college physical. So the best thing you can do for your child's health, if you want a healthy child, that you don't have to worry about him getting sick and getting fevers and all kinds of stuff, don't vaccinate. That's the number one thing you can do to help him. The next thing you can do to help your child is to buy regular organic food. In other words, you're going to shop from the in the produce department, or if you are a meat eater, you're going to get meat directly from a farmer that doesn't use antibiotics or chemicals. And that's pretty much what you're going to feed the kid. And once he weans off the tit, that's it. No more milk for him.
Right. All righty. Let's take a caller. Let's take Elliot in Oregon.
Hello?
Yes, Elliot.
Hi, Deanna?
Deanna.
Deanna Spingola. Okay. I was looking at your little website over here. I got you now on my favorites. I look at all these articles, and I see your face. Anyway,
okay.
I don't want to waste too much time. I am going to be 62 next week, and I am basically an old, sarcastic, loving curmudgeon. The question I have for you, and I haven't heard any answers, and I haven't heard anybody ask the question, what happens when doctors run into old people like me that when they come and they ask me, because I know if a doctor ever asked me, do you have any guns at your house? Do you believe in the Constitution? I'm going to look them straight in the eye and tell them, you know something? Why don't you call up the White House and you tell your stinking Obama it's none of his goddamn business? What's going to happen when people say that to their doctors? They refuse to answer the questions. Hello?
Okay, this is Dr. Dance. There's refusal and then there's refusal. If you said, oh, my God, I can't remember, I'm just getting so old, then the doctor will just write forgetful on the chart. But if you give the response that you wrote, he'll put it in the chart for verbatim, and it'll go straight to the White House, and you will be reported. Then what he'll do is if he refuses cholesterol medicines after he got through refusing to answer that question, then he'll kick you out of the practice.
Oh. Now, what if the doctor, I'm a military veteran. I'm covered by the VA.
Oh, they would just dismiss you as a crazy vet. Yeah.
I see.
Oh, my
okay.
God. Yeah.
That's my question. Basically, I'm learning a lot. I've been listening to RBN for, what, 4 or 5 months now. And I listen to Michael Rivera and you and all the guys on RPM and Ralph Renrod. I'm learning a lot, surprisingly. And I would not that I'm trying to start an argument and I don't want to get into a big thing, because I know you're doing a show on vitamins. I've looked at all your things with the world order and the religion and the anti-Zionists and
okay,
stuff.
Okay, that's probably, I would rather
yeah.
stay on topic.
Yeah, you know? I know. So I just wanted to
you can
you know.
Email me.
Okay. All right, then I will listen to the rest of your show, and I will talk to you later.
All righty, thank you.
Thank you for the answer to the question.
Bye.
Diana, I have a little more about breast mammograms that I wanted
please,
to share
okay.
with people, just so they could get a full picture here. First of all, you have to understand then that the benefits of a mammogram are zero. It takes about 2,000 lifetimes to be sure that you're going to get enough benefit to live one day longer, okay? So I think that's pretty close to zero. So the benefits are zero. The benefits from mastectomy then, as a result of the mammogram, are close to zero as well. So there's a legal definition for this behavior. This means that the doctor's touch is unlawful touching. It's called sexual assault. And this is very clearly defined at womanshealth.gov. You know, the government's in on this. It says rape is sex you don't agree to, including forcing touching your body or making you touch someone else's body. So we're talking about touching your body. It's a sexual assault. If consent is not given.
We're going to a quick break. We'll be right back in 3 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network because you can handle the truth.
Golden Stag Safaris invites you to hunt in one of Argentina's most beautiful scenarios. Enjoy the quietness of the Pampas and the five-star accommodation lodge. Excellent food and wine included in your stay, all the while hunting big game in the Argentine Valley, an area known for having a wide range of game, excellent trophies, the biggest stags in South America, as well as many other species, all gold medal quality. One-on-one guided hunts, rental guns available with the highest quality scopes in every caliber, Land Rovers for transport, pick up at Buenos Aires Airport, and a private aircraft for charter is all available. Go to www.goldenstagsafaris.com to see photos and for more information. Again, www.goldenstagsafaris.com.
There are many water filters to choose from, but there is only one system that is consistently customer rated 5 stars as the number one system for effective filtration of fluoride, radiation, drug residues, heavy metals, a wide range of radioisotopes, and more. Introducing the PureFect Ultra, the next generation water filter that also raises alkaline pH, improves antioxidant potential, and has advanced anti-radiation technology. All while using no electricity. Sold worldwide, it provides virtually instant clean water on demand. It is not made in China, and the shipping is free to all 50 states. Buy your PureFect Ultra today by visiting PureFectFilters.com or call 888-891-4821. Again, that's 888-891-4821 or visit PureFectFilters.com.
An effective, 100% organic nutritional supplement is now available to be shipped out to you, rush delivery. Heart and Body Extract is a 100% natural, organic, and wild-crafted formula made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, bilberry, butcher's broom kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper. It is an excellent formula designed to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. It is extremely effective and starts to work within days. Order your 2-month supply by visiting heartandbody.com or by calling 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305. Take the high road to a long and happy life. Heartandbody.com.
Welcome back. This is Deanna, and our guest today is Dr. Jennifer Daniels. Her website is vitalitycapsules.com. Please go there and sign up for that newsletter and look around that site. There's a lot of very, very interesting things there to listen to and to look at. All righty. Please continue.
All right. So we figured that touching a person's body without permission is sexual assault. So when is consent not given? So, and this is according to, you know, government website. So a person is not given consent to being touched if they merely went along with what someone was doing because they were threatened or otherwise scared. Just because someone has not said no does not mean they have consented. So a person is not given their consent if the accused person that assaulted them lied about the activity the person was really consenting to. If the accused used a position of authority to coerce someone into consenting, example, relationships of authority are doctor, patient, and when the injuries caused by the assault are non-trivial. So lying to a woman about the benefits she can expect from a mammogram, leading to a series of unnecessary biopsies, mastectomies, and even chemotherapy, this is definitely non-trivial. And so in these situations, no consent will be found in law, no matter what the accused believed to be true. So this is really important for women to understand that a mammogram, which has no chance of benefiting you in this lifetime, is no more than sexual assault. That's all it is. It's what the other caller mentioned. What's with this assault on women? This is simply sexual assault. So what can be done about this? Are we going to expect the law, the government to pass a law? Of course not. We're even going to enforce a law that already exists. But if you can think of this in your mind, it might help you when you're presented with the possibility of a mammogram or another mammogram. Another thing is 27% of all women do not get screening. They don't get screenings. And guess what? Their rate of breast cancer fell as well.
Hmm.
So screening is not, there's no evidence, there's none of its benefit. So, you know, to recap, for one woman to benefit and live one day longer than she would have had she not got the screening, literally 13,333 women need to be screened for 10 years. Or one woman needs to be screened for 133,000 years. Hey, figure that one out, huh? Who's going to live that long? So the benefits literally lie beyond one lifetime. Even cholesterol therapy is beneficial after 1,250 years of use. And these numbers got so small, I said, let me check out lightning. What about lightning strike? How often does that happen? It turns out that getting struck by lightning happens more often than benefit from a mammogram. So, prevention. Let's get some good news. Prevention. How about that?
All righty.
This is absolutely shocking because this information, it doesn't come, you know, I didn't go to some alternative healer website. So I want to stick with the mainstream information, what's available to anyone and everyone. This is what's put out there by the Mayo Clinic and by the United States government, okay? So this is what they say. How can you prevent breast cancer? So first thing they say is have a full-term pregnancy before the age of 20. Whoa, wait a minute, back up. That's a teenage pregnancy. If you give birth to a baby before your 20th birthday, your risk of breast cancer is cut in half.
Really?
Really?
Well, so many people aren't even getting married. Often people don't get married until they're in their 30s.
Don't worry about getting married. Did they say getting married? Is getting married going to reduce breast cancer? No, it's not on my list. Having the baby before the 20th birthday is on my list here.
Okay, I guess I assume that marriage and having children are, you know, they go together. I guess I'm very old-fashioned.
Well, I mean, you can always get the baby up for adoption. I'm just saying, give it birth before the age of 20. Cut your breast risk. Your breast cancer risk in half. And that is absolutely shocking when you see the government promoting and trying to eliminate teen pregnancy. And it's so healthy for the mother.
Really?
We're not talking about age 13 here. You can have your baby at age 19 and 10 months or whatever. But if you have that first baby before your 20th birthday, on or before, then your breast cancer risk is cut in half. And in my family, everyone has, you know, my generation above me. So when I was in medical school, all the aunts and everybody, they all had their babies. I mean, Jesus Christ, the first baby was born certainly well by the age of 20. And so all these ladies with these huge breasts had, of course, no breast cancer. Why? Well, there you go. Another thing is breastfeeding your child beyond 1 year of age. Most women are in a hurry to get back to work, right? That 8-week window there. And if you breastfeed beyond 1 year of age, you're going to greatly reduce your risk of breast cancer. And so we don't need to go to the patent office to get a patent on tits here, right? Everyone's got one. Have the kid before your 20th birthday and breastfeed it for a year and one day. And exercise of any kind. I strongly recommend just a walk around the block. So exercise of any kind. Now, there's this controversy about abortion. People say, if you get an abortion, you're going to increase your risk of breast cancer. Well, yes and no. It turns out that every time you have a full-term pregnancy, you reduce your risk of breast cancer. Full-term pregnancy before the age of 30, by the way. So if you are pregnant and you have an abortion, your breast cancer risk is the same as if you had never become pregnant. So you don't get that lower breast cancer risk had you carried the baby to term. So the one side of the abortion argument says that this abortion is increasing your breast cancer risk. The other side says, no, it isn't. And the answer is they're both right, depending on how you look at it.
Right.
Now, here's what the Mayo Clinic said. This is really cute. If you want to increase your risk of breast cancer, have your first baby after the age of 30. So what are we telling ladies? No teen pregnancy. Get your bachelor's degree, medical degree. Hey, put a PhD with that. You can't depend on guys. Support yourself. Oh, yeah. Get into a lot of debt. Mm-hmm. And what are they doing? They're buying some breast cancer here. So having your first pregnancy after age 30 has a bigger breast cancer risk than never having had children at all.
Wow.
Yeah. We have a few other things on this list here. Alcohol, drinking alcohol. Okay, that's reasonable. If you're drinking and you'd like to quit, guess what? Just chuck some B vitamins and some magnesium oxide, and your alcohol cravings will just diminish to just nothing. Smoking cigarettes, of course, that increases your risk of everything.
People who drink may have magnesium deficiency?
Yeah, that's an interesting story. In medical school, we were taught, okay, there's these people out there, and they're alcoholics, and they're bad people, okay? And they're going to come to you, and they're going to try and quit on their own. No one can quit alcohol on their own. Everyone has to come to the doctor for permission for everything. So they're going to quit on their own, and they're going to have delirium tremens. They're going to be shaking and trembling and hallucinating. And give them thiamine 100 milligrams, and give them magnesium oxide. And so, of course, I'm a solo practice doctor, right, which means I take my own call. Last thing I want is a phone call. Middle of the night, some guy tried to quit his alcohol. He's getting delirium tremens. And so what I did was I said, I would ask people, do you drink? Oh, yeah, I drink. Are you thinking of quitting? Yeah, I'm thinking of quitting here. Take some magnesium oxide and these B vitamins and have a nice day. And I never had a single patient have delirium tremens, and all of them quit alcohol very nicely. So
Wow. Instead
of waiting for a crisis, and for Christ's sake, it's only two vitamins, right? So thiamine and then the magnesium oxide. So I just hand it out like candy. And the thing is, you don't need a prescription for it anyway. So I just tell people, here, I write it out. This is what you get. Go to the vitamin store, wherever. Take these two vitamins. Take them every day. And I literally had one guy in my practice who was a hardworking guy, went to work every day, but he was an alcoholic. He spent his whole paycheck on alcohol. So I came in one day, and his wife is upset about this. I said, oh, really? I said, well, take this thiamine and this magnesium oxide, which he did. And he took it every day, and when he ran out of it, he'd be back on the sauce.
Wow.
And so the wife, you know, called him up and said, you know what, that's the best thing ever. I just keep giving him the magnesium oxide, and I get his check.
Wow. So it's a deficiency of magnesium and vitamin B.
That's it.
That
just that complicated.
And of course, the drinking and whatever people are drinking, it has a lot of sugar, and it really does contribute to cancer and other chronic illnesses.
Absolutely, cancer, arthritis, gout, a lot of things. So more risk factors for mammograms or for breast cancer is obesity after menopause. This is interesting. What makes a woman fat after menopause? The answer is hormone replacement. And so, of course, da-da-da, next on our list is taking hormone replacement therapy for more than 3 years causes breast cancer. And, of course, birth control pills. And this is the Mayo Clinic lists birth control pills as breast cancer-causing thing. And radiation exposure, such as they list CAT scans, they don't list MRI scans. MRI scans are much more powerful in radiation than CAT scans. So if you're getting CAT scans, MRI scans, from that brain, knee, blah, 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 you're increasing your breast cancer risk. And so like I said, this list was compiled by the Mayo Clinic. And notice that having a mammogram was not on the list of ways to reduce your breast cancer risk.
Right.
This is from the medical guides themselves. So it's not even recommended by the mammogram guys. So mammograms are listed under what else you can do. So do these things to prevent breast cancer, and this is what else you can do. So it's a very subtle way of saying mammograms don't prevent breast cancer.
Right.
So diet was explicitly denounced as being irrelevant. So you know what? They gave so much great information, I'm willing to even ignore that. I'm willing to turn a blind eye to their diet, their ignoring diet, because really, having that first baby, the age at which you decide you have your babies, before 18 or before 20 is best. Your first baby before 20 and all the rest before 30, that's the best deal. Get rid of the alcohol, the cigarettes. Don't take hormone replacement. Or really, what they're mentioning here is hormones of any kind. And don't get exposure to radiation. And I think if you do that, probably eat anything you want, you won't get breast cancer. Because, the risk of just by timing your childbirth, you've cut your risk in half already.
Right. Now, what about a person who has had breast cancer? It comes back as stage 4 in her lungs, and then they give her hormone therapy. They take out of her ovaries and give her hormone therapy once a month.
Okay, well, she has just been mutilated. She has just been mutilated big time. The statistics are that most of the death occurs in the first 5 years after you receive the mammogram diagnosis. Okay, so now you're 5 years out from that. And after that, death occurs at a rate of about 1.5% a year due to breast cancer. And the other thing, too, is that they're giving her red death, which is the chemotherapy, and that's going to cause her to die from heart disease. So to somebody who has stage 4 breast cancer, you know, again, this is not medical advice, not trying to diagnose, cure, or treat any disease. You know, disclaimer, disclaimer, disclaimer. Okay, great, done. I would tell her to have a good life. You know, whatever you want to do, go to Disney World, you know, go to Mount Everest, whatever, you know, make your list and go do it. And enjoy yourself and laugh a lot, enjoy life. And the greatest way to extend your life is to enjoy the life that you have, and you mysteriously get more years.
Right. Well, this person had had surgery, radiation, tamoxifen, got cancer back in the lungs, and now they're doing the hormone treatment. They took out her ovaries, and now they're doing hormone treatment.
Yeah, so it just sounds like a lot of torture to me.
Yeah.
But I think, again, everyone gets to decide how they live and how they die. And so it's not my place or anyone else's to criticize someone because they're choosing a death that maybe I wouldn't choose.
Right.
So I think that's the way to look at it, is people, as long as people have choices and that's what they decide, and that's their decision, I think it's a valid decision. And I think that that's what they should be entitled to pursue.
Right. All righty. We do have a couple callers holding on. Why don't we take a call? Let's take take Werner in British Columbia. Werner, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Dan. I hope I'm not calling too often.
No, you're fine.
I hate to become a nuisance.
No, you're fine.
And good afternoon, Dr. Daniels.
Thank you.
I really like your no-nonsense approach and down-to-earth approach and you state facts and figures, statistics, and that will debunk a lot of that conditioning that has been done on people by the medical establishment, by the drug companies, and by the departments of health, and also the government. But I've observed over the years, I became aware of a lot of things about 35 years ago. I noticed very peculiar circumstances that I live out in the countryside, so I can keep pretty well tab on what people are around, what people are driving by on the road, where the wind is blowing from. And this is what I noticed over 30 years ago. Certain symptoms would come up, like within a minute or so, blurred vision. Suddenly, within a minute, suddenly severe cold symptoms or a backache, you know, like the sciatic nerve, like it suddenly was getting inflamed. Always showed up within minutes. Or a toothache, you know, horrible toothache or chest pain. And so I try to find out what were the origins, because I noticed as soon as I was out of the wind drift, like 100 yards sideways to the wind, then suddenly the pain stopped, like somebody was turning off a switch. When I came back into the same wind drift, the pain started up again. So I was checking around who was upwind. And I had some certain people I had some suspicion of, and sure enough, mile, 2 miles, 3 miles upwind, there they were parked, right upwind from me. And what was especially peculiar was the way they reacted when I suddenly was shown up. They looked so fearful, you know.
Mm-hmm.
But then I did some checking up. I spent one afternoon at the library, and I looked up chemical warfare.
Mm-hmm.
That's when I got quite an eye-opener. What kind of chemicals I came across there, for example, blurred vision, sudden cold symptoms, or sudden toothache, and things like that. But when I encountered those incidences first, within a year, for example, an optometrist opened up shop in the village. Then a dentist opened up shop, and the built a brand new medical center.
Hold on, Werner. We do need to go to a break, and then we'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Be right back in 3 minutes.
Are you facing foreclosure? Worried about late payments? Fight back and stay in your home. Zero Debt Guaranteed can help. We'll send you a free ebook just for calling 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Get the details on how to remove your risk to your debt. And so important to many homeowners today, how to stop foreclosure.
Forget loan modification.
The Zero Debt in 90 Days system can show you how to get the bank to pay your property taxes and insurance while stopping your foreclosure.
Without paying one dime.
You can take control. Stop foreclosure. Protect your cash, assets, wages, property, and sleep peacefully at night.
We've been helping people for over 18 years.
Call Zero Debt Guaranteed, 800-477-9256. Ask for free information, no obligation. That's 800-477-9256. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com now.
Wouldn't you agree? Healthy people are happier and more productive. Obesity is the root cause of many health problems. Do you want to lose weight safely, look sexy and attractive without side effects and no chemicals? Lose weight without the side effects safely with Zeno's Organic Dietary Supplements. Made in the USA, 100% USDA certified organic. Visit www.zenos.com. That's www.zenohs.com. Try our products risk-free for a limited time offer. No purchase necessary. You only pay shipping and handling. Get your old, sexy body back now. Visit Zenos.com. Get your free supplements now. Visit Zenos.com right now. www.zenohs.com. That's www.zenohs.com.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out how easy it is to convert your existing IRA and in some instances your 401k plan into real wealth now. Don't let the ravages of hyperinflation caused by the massive increase of fiat currency now flooding world markets affect your retirement account. Call RTG at 800-691-7898 and experience the security and peace of mind that only real gold and silver can offer. That number again is 800-691-7898. Call now.
Excuse me. All right, I think, Verner, that we have the gist of what you're asking. Dr. Daniels, what do you think?
Well, I think it sounds like what he's saying is his conclusions are valid. What has happened is the disease has been manufactured. The doctors have moved in. The people are probably very thankful and grateful to have an ophthalmologist because of their blurred vision, and very happy to have the dentist because their teeth hurt and so on. It's important for people to be educated and to have a real almost attitude that, wait a minute, I wasn't sick before. Why am I sick now? And, you know, when you go to these caring professionals, say, hey, I want to be back to where I was before I got sick and not have to take any drugs. And if a healer tells you it's not possible, then, you know, you just say, hey, thanks, I'm out of here. But, again, most people are not that sophisticated. They believe the body deteriorates irreversibly and nothing can be done. And they feel, oh, the government's providing this for free. How nice. And, you know, beware of people bearing gifts, you know.
Right.
Basically, the Hegelian dialectic creates the problems and then capitalize on it either financially, and the way it fits into the overall agenda of making us more and more dependent. And that
right.
is the...
Absolutely.
Right.
And that,
that's it. Thank you so much, Werner, for your phone call.
Okay.
We have a couple more questions from the chat room. What about young people with serious Crohn's disease? What are your protocols for those kinds of people?
Well, first of all, how'd they get it in the first place? And chances are they got it through high-intensity antibiotic exposure, either through treatment of ear infections as a kid, treatment of acne, or through what we're now finding is very high doses of antibiotics in the meats and dairy products. So, so what happens is these high concentrations of antibiotics cause something called dysbiosis. So it totally disrupts the normal flora in the intestinal area. And so that requires, one, a meticulous diet, two, a repopulation of the good bacteria. I recommend a natural method, of repopulation. And then a program of meticulous abstinence from all antibiotics. So the first thing that person should do is go to my website and get the report on remedies so powerful they make antibiotics obsolete. So if you have Crohn's disease, your number one mission in life is to never take another antibiotic.
Okay. And that's usually what they give people that have Crohn's disease is one antibiotic after another.
I'm shocked.
Yes.
No, that's the way doctors are trained. Whatever your condition, doctors are actually trained to apply therapies that make the condition worse. And then in medical school, we are trained that when we see a patient and we give them therapy and they worsen, their worsening is caused by the natural course of their disease.
Oh, my.
But in my practice, I was the only doctor, so the patients who refused therapy seemed to be getting better. I said, well, wait a minute here.
Wow. Well, we have run out of time, unfortunately. I thank you so very much for being on the program today. You've just been a breath of fresh air. Amazing, amazing stuff. And please, listeners, go to her website, download the report, sign up for the newsletter, and thank you so very much, Dr. Daniels.
You're welcome.
Bye-bye, listeners. Talk with you tomorrow.